This is Darren Barker, area agronomist in southeast Nebraska. Today is Wednesday, August 18th. Our corn crops and soybean crops in southeast Nebraska are maturing very nicely. We're currently just a little ahead of the 30-year average in southeast Nebraska for heat units. And so our crops appear they're going to be either a little ahead or at least at normal time frame for maturity. So provided we have a good month of September with normal temperatures, we should see some good dry down of those crops, which should put us in a good position when it comes to harvest as far as moisture of the crops. So a lot of it depends on the weather from here on out, but right now it looks like we're sitting in real good shape. We do have some areas that have not received some rainfall for quite a while, and there are some, and folks can see on those dryland fields where plants are starting to shut down. We're really noticing it in areas that maybe had some compaction, where we had poor root development that is hindering the plant's ability to bring in moisture and bring in nutrients. And those spots are really starting to show up, especially where we missed some rainfall. So, again, that's part of the reason why folks might see some areas in the field that maybe are starting to dry down and shut down just a little bit early. There are a couple of diseases that we are seeing in the area that we would ask folks to keep an eye on. One of those is Goss's wilt in corn. Goss's wilt, there is no rescue treatment for Goss's wilt, but it is a disease that there are some things we can do prior to planting that we can help with management of the disease. And so it is important for folks to note where they are seeing Goss's wilt this year so it can help us with management in the future. The other disease that we are seeing, and it hasn't been real heavy this year, but we are seeing some sudden death syndrome in soybeans. Again, with sudden death syndrome, there is no rescue treatment, but there are some management things that we can do prior to and at planting that can help with management of sudden death syndrome, again, with variety selection and some other management things that can be done with sudden death syndrome. So just like Goss's wilt, it's important to make sure that we note where those fields are that we have sudden death syndrome, especially if it's fairly heavy, and so that we can make sure that we do some management options in the future. If anybody needs any more information on either Goss's wilt or sudden death syndrome, they can contact their local Pioneer sales reps, or they can visit our Growing Point website, which has some good information on these diseases as well.